This weekend, the Huntsville Symphony Orchestra presents three family concerts which are open to the public. The concert features works of Mozart and Prokofiev's ever-popular Peter and the Wolf. Maestro Gregory Voida spoke with our own Jenny Kennedy about the concerts and performing for such a young audience.
It's a work of a genius, and what I like about it is that, yes, it's a kid's story, and yes, it's narrated, and yes, it's pretty simple, pretty easy to understand. But I was just listening to that little, three French horns playing, impersonating the wolf, and what a great chord succession that is. It always amazes me every time I do it. It's like, wow, that's really effective, and nobody else could do it. Only Prokofiev. So you really hear a great piece of music, that was written for. Really the perfect piece for a family concert. And you get to enjoy the genius of Prokofiev there.
Of course, I did a lot of nerdy research on it. And there are some people
who are
saying,
of course
I
did,
because I'm nerdy. But that Prokofiev, had come back to the Soviet Union after traveling the West. And there was a trend in Soviet music to write for children. And then there was some notion that this was an allegory and Shostakovich was the duck and he was gobbled up by Stalin. But I read it. I'm not making
it up. Wolf is Stalin and
right,
so on.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think it does. I think it's interesting, and doing nerdy research is always fun. But ultimately, it's just a great piece of music and a short piece that entertains and that gives us a chance to work with with theater people and also. Also to present just great music to a very diverse audience.
I saw this with my son when he was 2. I took a 2-year-old to a concert in Birmingham. It was the Alabama Symphony and the Birmingham Children's Theater did a collaboration. And he was transfixed. I mean, he was just mesmerized by the whole thing. Instead of doing the Mozart, they did little snippets of Prokofiev before the concert. But he was standing next to me. He was so teeny, he was standing before he got to be 8 feet taller than me. But it was his first live experience, and I think kids really need more of that.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it starts here, and it gives you the opportunity to listen. Just one word about the last casual classics we did at the depot with all the brass.
That looks so
percussion.
Cool.
Yeah, see, this is exactly the same path I'm trying to walk, is that to present pieces that kind of like open your mind, they open your ears, they open your eyes, and you're like, oh yeah, I kind of knew that. But, this is what live art is about, this performing arts is about, that this happens to you again and again and again, and you got to go and experience it live and go like, oh yeah, I kind of remember that, but this is great.
Mm-hmm. And it just makes it more meaningful. I love this recording we were just listening to with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and the narrator was David Bowie. And it's fun to listen to on the radio or listen to the CD, but there's nothing like being in the same room with
Absolutely,
the performers.
Yes.
And it's great for the kids, too. There's some controversy. I was reading an article in The Guardian UK about some children who were misbehaving during a Shakespeare production. But what the commentator was saying is that she would rather have an engaged audience than somebody who's just totally zoned out and
behaving. I think I'm in the minority by saying that when I go to movie theater and there are some people overly excited and kind of participating in the movie loud, it doesn't really bother me, because that's why I go to a movie theater. If I want to be alone and watch something alone and not be bothered by other people being around me, then I just watch TV at home.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go there, it's like the movie theater experience. I'm not saying, yell out loud like, careful, Peter, the wolf is coming or whatever.
The kids will do that.
The kids will do that, and it's great. It's not only that it gives you the idea that they're actually engaged, but also it's great to hear that sometimes.
You can hear this entire interview this morning just after 11 o'clock during Morning Blend. More information about the concerts is available at hso.org. You can also find that information and this interview at wlrh.org.